the month of July is DDG's month, and also today the Global Bhakti. And DDG could be described as a perfect karma yogi. And the theme this month is that of being karma yogis. And so what does that mean? It means that my karma should be such that I'm not creating any karmic bondages. My karma should be such that as I engage in karma, I'm able to be light and easy and be the detached and loving observer. I'm able to stay up above and take on my angelic form when I wish to, and then come back down when I need to, but still bring back my angelic form with myself. It means that I'm not trapped by either my feelings or emotions or by those of others, because it's very easy to get influenced by the feelings and emotions that others have. But like Didi, able to be just simply connected with Baba at all times. Here in Global House we have a huge amount of karma yoga in so many different departments. And that used to say that rather than use the word karma yoga, call it karma seva, service through karma. But service through karma means that the karma is pure, it's in Baba's remembrance, and it's not pulling me into any bondage with any human being. Because I'm doing it with God's love, I'm doing it in that awareness that it's for God, and I'm not doing it for any other purpose or motive. Just simply to experience giving a finger of support in God's task. Today there was a lovely point in the Murali, which some of you may have churned on. And it was about what are God's sanskars. And God's sanskars also can cover the whole spectrum of all the different qualities and all the different powers that God has, the different roles that God has. But all of them come under the theme that Baba mentioned. Baba mentioned the whole thing in three words, just three: creation, and then destruction, and then sustenance. And so Baba used this word, God's sanskars are this, 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 and this. And so it's very active work. So even God in Sangam Yuga is very involved in karma, Karan Karavanhar, and in fact more karma than any of us could do at any time through all our lives, because God's creation and the work that he's involved in that is massive, really ginormous. And so what are the qualities that God uses for creation? It's God's love, God's mercy, God's accuracy, God's altruism, God's benevolent being that is all involved in the new creation. And so, like God, can I also have those same sanskars so that everything I'm doing becomes part of the new creation? And then the destruction. If there's a child who doesn't know the difference between flowers and weeds, and he goes into the garden and pulls up everything, then you'd say that, well, the child's not doing the right thing. But when God destroys, God is destroying evil, nothing else. And so God's precision in terms of being able to remove all the evil from individual human souls, but also remove all evil from the whole wide world, everything which is tamoguni, tamopradhan, God's power purifies and removes. And so with the power of yoga, I'm also purifying and destroying whatever still remains in the soul in terms of past evil karma, but also any other tendencies that are still there. Maybe they're not there in a gross form as sanskars, but still little traces. And so first the personal cleansing and the destruction of all evil. But then secondly, mansa seva, helping to remove whatever is impure within the entire system of the whole globe, so that all of that gets removed. And then thirdly, the sustenance. And again, it's God's tireless patience of having given us sustenance for 80 plus years, and Brahma Baba's tireless sustenance of taking care of us through all this period. And so do I have that patience to continually sustain and give and give and give. It's in sustenance that there is so much giving that there's no limit to it. And so as I begin to see myself as a karma yogi, following in the footsteps of the Father, incorporeal Father, and the corporeal Father, I need to check all of these qualities within myself, physically, externally, but also internally. And then, to what extent I'm doing all of this for the whole wide world, not for one person or a few persons or one place or a few places, but limitless love, boundless love, to be able to have that awareness of love that knows no boundaries and barriers, but is there for all. And then love doesn't mean attachment, very clearly. Attachment is again bondage, but being able to be an instrument to give God's love is different. As I walked in, I could feel the power of the gathering and why it is Baba wants us to have bhattis together. But also, not just the gathering here, but globally. When we were trying to think of what is the next project we wanted to do, and everybody's interest was in yoga and more yoga, which is right. That's the need according to the time. So then we decided, okay, let it be yoga and more yoga. So we're connected with the world for this global bhatti. From time to time, I'll share a few thoughts, but the rest of the time it will be in silence. Om Shanti.